This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up here, we've got more on freedom of speech. Yeah, it can be an ugly thing from time to time, but also that's the beauty of it, is that you have to allow for the ugliness in order to be able to experience the full range of ideas in the world, and it's important to be able to do that. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to get back into it, but also back into your calls and thoughts. To bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, we've already talked about the murder on the behalf of the police against a young man out in California. Stephen Clark, I believe, was his name. Shot to death 20 times by officers cowering behind the corner of a building and shouting at him and not even identifying themselves until after the 15th shot that they took at him. He had a cell phone in his hands, did not have any gun or anything like that.
A white cell phone.
Yeah, that's right. So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want here, but also we were getting into this controversy between a talk show host named Laura Ingraham. She's just this sort of conservative clone, Rush Limbaugh, female Rush, basically, is what she is. And David Hogg, who is the teenager, one of them that has been getting a lot of media attention from after the Parkland, Florida shooting. There's more to say about that. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We go to our Discord on-air call-in line room, where Ronator is on the line in Canada. Ronator, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey there.
So I was on the topic about ganja. Do you know what that is?
Ganja? You mean marijuana? Cannabis? Sativa?
Yes.
Indica? Sure.
Yes. I was actually at school, and my boys were ripping fat dokes.
Yeah. It's a good place to do it, right there on the school property.
Yeah, but, like, I'm too scared to do it, so, like, what do I do? And then they all bully me for it, so I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, are you actually on the school grounds while you're getting, you know, stoned?
No, we're, like, near it.
Okay. So what are you afraid of?
Like, the ganja.
Well, now, it's not yet legal there in Canada, right?
But even if it were, it would probably not be illegal for people under the age of either 18 or 21.
That's a good point. How old are you, Ronnie?
I'm actually 16.
16, okay. So are you afraid of the weed itself and its effects, or are you afraid of the police finding you smoking it?
No, I'm afraid of the weed. Like, sometimes they throw it at me to make me scared.
They throw it at you. I seriously doubt that they're throwing weed at you.
It's yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive to throw weed.
Oh, yeah, but they do it sometimes, though.
Well, you know, it's possible that... now, are they just teasing you and you just don't like being teased, or are they actually, like, threatening
you? Like, they try to peer pressure me. And
all right, so here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If they're being jerks, why are you hanging out with them?
I don't know. They've been, like, my boys since, like, day one. But, like, I don't know.
So maybe you should...
Yeah, that doesn't really answer the question.
I'm hanging out with them because they're my, like, home slices.
Again, doesn't really answer the question of why you're hanging out with people that are kind of being jerks.
Now, are they always pressuring you? Is it every time you guys hang out, they're always trying to get you to do it? Or is it just every now and then? They just tease you about it a little bit.
No, I wouldn't say it's all the time. It's just sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, they leech my house, and I let them. Because,
leech?
Like, yeah.
Does that mean they, like, taking things out of your fridge? What does it mean?
No, they, like, just, like, use my house, and then sometimes they just go out into the forest or something, and then, like, rip a fat oak, and then come back.
I mean, this sounds like pretty normal teenage boy behavior, you know, sneaking off into the woods from your friend's house and smoking pot. I would say, and thank you for the call tonight, Ronator. I do appreciate it. I would say that, you know, if we're taking this call seriously, and we'll pretend like we are here for the sake of discussing...
Yes, pretend.
...teenage boy-friend relationships. Yeah, okay. Males tease each other. That happens. It's fairly common. If they're being mean about it and they don't stop, if you ask them to stop, then you might want to consider finding a new group of friends, even though you've had a history with this particular group of friends. Otherwise, I would say there's worse things that could be happening marijuana isn't a particularly dangerous drug. It is not, you know, something to really be afraid of if that is your legitimate concern.
Yeah, I'd probably just do it. It's not, you know.
You'd do the marijuana?
I'd do the marijuana. I probably wouldn't do
Would you inject a whole marijuana?
I would. I probably would not recommend cocaine or, you know, heroin or anything like that. But, you know. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to smoke it every time, right?
I was 16 when I first smoked cannabis, and it was a different situation. Like, I was more worried about the police than I was the cannabis. But there was a time when I had to be convinced that it wasn't as bad as the government told me that it was. So, like, I remember there was conversations that I had with my friends at the time where, you know, it was like during the lunch period where they would try to, you know, we were just discussing it and they'd talk about how it's not as bad as what the government says. Because I was still, like, under the war on drugs beliefs that they had inculcated into me in DARE class that it was as bad as heroin.
I always thought that sounded like such garbage, what they told you, because they just, I don't know, I always have had such a hard time believing what they said. Even just cigarettes, like I can actually see cigarettes like not being healthy for you, but the way they marketed it in school was just, it was a lie.
They marketed cigarettes to you in school?
Well, no. No, the DARE programs, they marketed.
The way you worded the sentence, it made it sound like you were getting cigarettes.
No, I mean,
hey, Joe Camel's coming to school next Friday.
But ultimately, if you are uncomfortable hanging out with people, then don't hang out with those people.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of people out there to meet in the world, and I'm sure whether they're at your school or not, you can find them in some sort of way. You know,
right.
Find an interest. Have an interest and then go and do that interest, and then you'll find other people that have an interest. Like, Daryl, you run, and so you go to the Runners Club here in town, for instance. So thank you for the call tonight, Ron Ader. Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We go to Robert in Vermont listening on the phone listen line that we have. Go ahead, Robert.
Sounds like that kid you called in that his friends don't respect him.
Just no, it does sound that way.
Yeah, right. Just for a little food for thought if he's still listening, but staying in that same category, he was talking about marijuana. I found this rather fascinating story about this CEO out of Canada. He made the world's first plane made from and is powered by cannabis.
A plane powered by cannabis?
Yeah, the plane is actually made out of cannabis.
Robert,
and
are you powered by
cannabis.
Are you reading The Onion by chance?
HighTimes.com.
It sounds like something out of a Cheech and Chong movie.
It's from High Times.
It's from High Times magazine. It shows a picture of the guy and the plane and everything. And the interesting story about this is that it says that hemp or cannabis is 10 times stronger than steel. I didn't know that.
That sounds unbelievable.
Apparently, they used hemp fibers to make a carbon fiber body.
Wow.
Yeah, there might be some truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that hemp is very, very useful as a product.
My guess is it's probably mixed with something so that it's not just, you know, like
stalks.
Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
If I could read on a little bit.
I know, I can take a machete to some hemp plants, and it's going to go right through them. A piece of steel, probably not so much.
It says, why build a plane made from hemp? It says, because cannabis, in addition to being one of the world's healthiest and most enjoyable herbs, is also an incredibly versatile material. Hemp is 10 times stronger than steel. This means that it can withstand a lot more weight before it breaks, and it can bend way further than metal.
Interesting. And how is it powered by hemp? Like, are they just throwing bricks of hemp into an incinerator?
My guess is hemp fuel.
Oh, there's hemp fuel. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They have farms that are over here in Vermont, Ian, they'll take hemp, and they'll process it into a fuel to run their tractors with.
I, I'm guessing they're probably using a gasification process.
It's an amazing product. It really is a miracle product. Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. And, of course, Vermont, one of the states in New England that's legalized cannabis. They did it through the legislative process.
Fairly
the very
first too.
State in the United States to go legislatively.
But what they wound up passing does not allow for recreational sales.
It doesn't allow for any sales outside of medical. They already had medical prior to that. So, yeah, you can. I believe you can grow it.
You can grow it. You can possess it.
Yeah. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome you. Drink responsibly.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're going to go back to here in a moment. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system for not just money, because it is a cryptocurrency, but also for communications. You can send encrypted messages over Zencash. And it is very secure with over 7,500 secure nodes. Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency, and there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. There's over 1,500 of them the last time I checked. It might even be more than 1,600 at this point. I don't know. CoinMarketCap.com is, of course, a great place to go and get that detail. But Zencash is excellent from what I can tell, and Chris, you've looked closely at Zencash on Call to Freedom, which is the other show that airs during the week on LRN.FM. You guys did a real detailed interview with
the developers and everything.
And you were super impressed with it. In fact, you ought to check out the white paper, learn a lot about Zencash. You can do that through their white paper over at Zencash.com. They've actually written voluntarism right into the white paper. These are libertarians. These are liberty-minded people who created Zencash. So it's got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, which is, of course, very, very important for privacy, and more. Go and get the details at Zencash.com. Again, that's Zencash.com. Coming up, I believe we're going to be hearing from, and it's been like a week, more than a week, since we got an update on the Morpheus trial out of Arizona. We've got a guy who was there for a lot of it. Theo is going to, I believe, call in again, and we're going to get the bad news from the Morpheus trial, the news that I pretty much expected to hear.
And the news that came out, what was it, 2 days ago,
a
day and a half?
Yeah, they were pretty distraught by the news. So
did I not hear about this already?
We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. But your calls and thoughts are welcome. So let's go back to the phones here and to the on-air call-in line on Discord, where Nick is calling also from Canada tonight. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to talk about a personal problem.
Okay, sure.
So I'm like the other guy. I was getting bullied by my friends.
Yeah.
And it's because my dad's in jail.
Now, are you friends with the other guy, or are you just
happen to be calling
from Canada as well?
I'm just from Canada as well. I'm just getting bullied like him.
Now, what part
like
of my Canada dad, are you in?
In Vancouver.
Okay, gotcha. So your dad's in jail for what?
Well, first it was like armed robbery.
That's bad.
Yeah, that was really bad. And so I just get really bullied. Like, the whole school bullies me. I have no friends.
Now, why would the school pick on you because of what your dad did? That's not very fair.
I don't know. I'm kind of an outcast.
Now,
they just call me, they say I have a jailbait daddy and that he gets touched in prison.
Well, I doubt that. If he's an armed robber.
Generally, jailbait is somebody that attracts people to wind up committing offenses. Generally,
it's different in Canada, though, Daryl.
I've generally heard it used to refer to attractive underage females.
Yes, that's generally what it's used. I imagine it would be used to for
but,
underage.
But, you know, like anybody
well.
That could possibly lure someone to commit an offense,
I would
that
say
would
that
then, you know, lead them to go to jail.
If your dad's in prison for armed robbery, he's probably not getting touched. It's usually the people that are like the molesters who end up getting hurt in prison. An armed robber.
I have one of those in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So how long is he in prison for?
I don't know. I have stopped talking to him.
So you've even disconnected from your dad, and they're still giving you a hard time at high school.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. It's government school. It's just people aren't fair, and you can't make them be fair towards you there. So I would say best thing you can do is get out of there as soon as you possibly can and find some real friends, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I'm sure some of us have been through some bullying at school. I know, it happened to me a little bit. When I got to the high school years, it didn't really happen. It was a little earlier on than that, although there was one kid who was kind of a punk. But ultimately, you know, if they're just teasing you, sticks and stones, the old saying.
Yeah, right.
Just let it roll off your back, man. No big deal. If they're not your friends, then there are people, I'm sure, out there who would be willing to be your friends who don't need to know about your dad and won't care about your dad if they did find out about
right.
him. Right. So things do tend to get better once you get out of high school. If you're one of those people that is having a tough time in school, you know, just keep in mind, whether it's because you're gay or because your dad did something bad or whatever it is, just keep in mind, things get better when you're not being forced to go to a specific place every single day, being forced by the threat of violence to be in a place with people that you don't like right. and who don't like you. I mean, that's an uncomfortable place to be, so I don't blame anybody, you know, for feeling bad about their circumstances.
Right, and yeah, you know, this is a really good argument for getting rid of compulsory education laws, because you've got a lot of people that don't want to be there.
Right.
You probably do have some people that want to be there, so why are you forcing the people that don't want to be there having to interact with the people that want to be there that don't want to interact with the people that don't want to be there?
Because education, Daryl, it's for the good of the children. Or something.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. Blake is on the line. He's watching on Twitch in South Carolina. Twitch, by the way, is our video streaming service, the primary one that we use. It's HD quality. You can check it out anytime we're live, which is, of course, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. Just go to twitch.lrn.fm. Blake, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to know, like, is it a normal thing to be charged, like, $40 for a gram of marijuana?
How old are you?
I just turned 18, but I don't have many friends, but I just wanted to, like, get into it. You know what I mean?
I would say you are being taken high advantage of.
I have no clue what the price
the
of cannabis
end.
Is.
I do. I know a lot about it. The high
isn't
end.
There a website that tells you?
Huh? Yes,
you know, I'm not sure, but I was just going to say, the frat kids at my college, they said, you know, $40 is a good deal for 1 gram. And
no,
like,
they're lying
hold
to
on,
you.
Hold on. What part of South Carolina are you in?
This is Columbia. I'm at Clemson.
All right. So according to priceofweed.com, in Columbia, they do have $40 a gram listed
no
here.
No way.
They also show $2.25 an ounce.
Okay.
And those numbers don't add up.
Okay, so look, if somebody's charging you $40 a gram, you're getting hosed.
Sure?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the most you should be paying for a gram of cannabis, even the highest quality cannabis, should probably be no more than $20 for a gram.
Well, they show here Charleston $10 a gram.
Yeah.
Wow. Why is it so?
That's cheap, man.
Yeah, here's what I'd recommend that you do, Blake. You probably want to go online and check out the darknet marketplaces where you can get weed for way cheaper. Now, I don't know if you can order a gram's worth of it, but you can get a whole lot of weed.
But they also show
samples or something.
I don't know about free samples.
Yeah, normally.
But this website also shows somebody having listed a price of $8 for an eighth. In Colombia.
$8 for an eighth?
Yes.
That's some crap weed if you're paying $8 for an eighth.
It says medium quality.
I don't buy it. I don't know about that. That's one of those sites where anybody can put whatever numbers
right.
they want to in. Blake, good luck, man. Check out Darknet Markets out there. Do some research. You really got to research it, though, before you get into that, because it's risky. More coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You can also Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm or call us on the on-air call-in line room on Discord. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. That'll get you into our Discord server, which, if you're not familiar with Discord, it is a free chat app that allows you to do voice chat and also text chat. So during the show, there's a lot of our listeners that will go into the text chat room for Free Talk Live. There's other chat rooms there, like cryptocurrency related, gaming related. There's different subjects that you can chat about. But during Free Talk Live, that room tends to be the busy one, so be sure to stop on over there and check that out. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm to do that. We can continue here in some of the news that we've brought in to discuss, but we're getting a lot of calls, so we're going straight to your calls and thoughts. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And then coming up, we'll be hearing from somebody who was attending the Morpheus trial out in Arizona, and we'll get the wrap-up on how that went. From what I understand, it did not go particularly well for Morpheus, and we'll tell you more about that coming up. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. It's Juan calling from North Carolina, listening on Twitch or watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Juan.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Hey, Juan, you're on the air.
I heard the Blake story and I just wanted to share my advice. I was going to say that at the what I do with my friends is I sit outside Lowe's on the curb with my buddies, and I wait in, you know, on the curb. And when the pickup truck comes to get us, what do? Is we sell another one.
You can't hold it together, Juan. You just can't hold it together. You're doing like a kind of an Arab-sounding accent with a name Juan, so it just doesn't really jive.
Well,
but it's funny.
Those Mexican Muslims that we've got to worry about bringing the Shakira law.
Thanks for the call, man. It was a good try.
Law number one, hips don't lie.
Got to hold it together. You got to hold it together. You're going to do a good troll. You got to be able to not laugh while you're doing it. And practice your accent. I mean, I don't know if I buy that Juan would have sounded like that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I want to believe.
Let's go to Rewind. He is online in Canada on the Discord on Air Call-In Line Room. Go ahead, Rewind.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. So since we're on the topic of marijuana.
Sure.
And, stuff like that.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, so I have these new neighbors that actually just moved in, like, right beside us.
Yep, that's generally where neighbors live.
Okay. Well, they kind of, I think they're growing marijuana plants.
Okay.
But I'm like, since I don't do it and I don't, like, really look into that stuff, but I think, and I'm kind of scared, like, my dogs.
Okay, hold on. Are they growing them outdoors or inside?
Outdoors.
Okay. Now, it's got to be pretty cold in Canada right now, right? Like,
not really. We're just, actually, yeah, kind of, I guess.
It's too cold to grow marijuana.
Where are you calling from in Canada?
Ontario.
Ontario province. You're further north than we are, and we're here in New Hampshire.
No way.
It is cold out there right now.
Doesn't
not
it have
exactly
to be like 60 to 70 or something?
I don't know. 90? I'm not a gardener, so I don't know anything.
I don't know either,
about.
But I have watched a few videos on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure it's got to be a lot warmer.
Generally,
than that.
People will start preparing and planting early as they can, but it usually is after, like, you know, it's not frosty.
Right now in Toronto, and I don't know what part of Ontario you're in,
it's
but
warm
Toronto
weather plant.
Is 37 degrees right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, let's just take you at your face value, though, here, and act as though your neighbor,
hold on, so maybe,
are growing.
Maybe they have a greenhouse that is technically outside,
that
and they're
happen.
Growing in the greenhouse.
That's what it is, right? Rewind the greenhouse.
Well, I don't know what it looks like, so I'm just guessing. I'm just scared that my two dogs are going to go and, like, eat it or something.
So here's the good news. If your dogs do eat the marijuana, I've got a story about that. I was probably when I was like, I don't know, 18, 19 or something like that. Went over to a couple friends' house. There was these twins that they lived in Sarasota where I grew up, and everybody was smoking weed, you know, that night, hanging out. And then we kind
of
crashed.
Did they get their dog high?
We crashed there, and the next day we heard from them that the dog had S'd out a bag. So they'd lost the... Okay, I forgot to tell you the beginning part of the story. That night, the bag of marijuana disappeared, and so they started accusing people of, like,
you took my weed.
Yeah, everybody's turning out their pockets. We're looking everywhere for this bag of weed. We couldn't find the bag of weed. And so, you know, at the end of the night, they probably thought somebody had stolen their weed.
Right.
And then the next day, they found in the dog's pile that it left behind a baggie.
Oh.
And then it was known that it was actually the dog who ate the cannabis.
Right. So. Now, there have been stories out of Colorado of dogs eating edibles and then dying, but they're not dying from the weed.
Oh,
they're dying from the chocolate in the edible.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
So the good news for you, Rewind, is if the dogs just eat marijuana buds off the plant, they're going to be fine. They're probably just going to be a little stony for a while.
They'll be sleepy.
Yeah, they'll be fine. So this dog ate like a quarter bag of marijuana basically, and it was, you know, it was all right.
Right.
The next day. In fact, it's very natural for animals like dogs or deer or others to approach marijuana plants and eat the buds off of them, and that suggests that animals like humans want to just, you know, alter their state of consciousness. It's a completely natural thing, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And some animals are into it, some aren't. Jazzy, the studio beast here, has been offered cannabis in the past, and she has passed on it. She's not interested in altering her state of consciousness. She has never drank a drop of alcohol either, and some dogs are into that too. So it just depends. You know, you're talking about individual dogs and
right.
their preferences. They've got them, too.
Yeah, like people, dogs have different preferences.
Exactly. So the toll-free number, I used to know somebody who, whenever he would get his rolling tray out, rolling tray is where people sometimes will store some marijuana and some rolling papers sort of all in one place. As soon as he would get whatever noise the rolling tray would make when he'd sort of get it out of where it was being stored, that his dog would just come into the room and sit down and wait. Because the dog wanted to, you know, like have smoke blown at its face. Now, I understand some people think that's a bad thing to do, but the reality is plenty of people do it with their animals. And it's because the animals seem to be interested. Not all of them, but some of them are. So if your animal's not interested and you're forcing it on them, then I would say that's a bad thing to do. But if the dog comes running into the room when it hears the rolling tray because it knows it's going to get to share some cannabis with you, you know, is that really a bad thing? I mean, dogs can make their own decisions.
I mean, even if you can make it as an argument for a person, like it's a bad thing, how do you make it for a dog? Their lifespans are much, much shorter. So, like, the negative impacts are not going to be the same.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I'm not going to make a statement on whether the negative impact of cannabis smoke is or is not more or less on a dog versus a human. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, like, it takes time for carcinogens is to cause cancer.
Yeah,
which
that's true.
Is presumably what we're talking about. So
that would be the concern from people, sure.
Right. So I would think the more you smoke and the longer you smoke, the more likely you're going to get cancer. So dog's life is shorter.
Although there's not really any evidence that marijuana smoke causes cancer.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe there is evidence counter to that that suggests that cannabis use can actually block cancer or reverse it. I don't have the studies in front of me.
I would think it would have a less of an impact just because people don't. I mean, yes, there are some people who smoke it a lot.
Yeah,
but
a couple of those.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, it's very true. I would think most people it would be less. It would have a more positive impact because they're not smoking cigarettes.
There are some studies that have suggested that cannabis has an anti-cancer effect.
Yeah, that I haven't heard, but...
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, or join us in the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, we do have a rule of one call per night. There aren't a whole lot of rules here on Free Talk Live, but that's one.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get cold cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Airwaves, bring up anything you want. We mean it. Really, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Skype username is lrn.fm. And the, I would say, most popular way of calling in tonight so far has been the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can join us there over at discord.lrn.fm. It is kind of a different – it wasn't really meant for calling radio, so you can only have one person in there at a time. But as soon as the person who's in there gets out, you can jump right in and join us on Discord. So we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. Actually, we've got a special guest on the line here that we're going to go to, Theo Chino, in just a quick moment. But I do want to let you know about $6shirts.com. They are liberty-friendly. Libertarians run the company. They are listeners, at least one of them, is a listener of Free Talk Live. Daryl is wearing his T-Rex Hates Push-Ups T-shirt right now. You can see it on the cam over at twitch.lrn.fm. It is cute. It is funny. And there's all kinds of funny, like really witty, brilliant shirts. And also just lots of pop culture stuff, movie-related, video game-related. And they're $6. Now, they do have some shirts that are a little bit more than six, but the vast selection of their inventory, and it is a vast, gigantic inventory, $6 per shirt. And you can save even more by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That'll get you 10% off over at $6shirts.com. And they accept Bitcoin. So, really, best of all worlds here. Really cool shirts, very affordable. You knock 10% off the already affordable prices by using code FTL, and you can pay with Bitcoin. I mean, really, you ought to go check them out, because you're going to find some shirts that you love there over at $6shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com. Theo Chino is with us here. He's online on Skype in New York. And, Theo, we had you on a week ago. Actually, it was more like 9 days ago. I think it was a Wednesday night last week from Arizona after you had attended the first day or two of trial for Morpheus. Thomas Costanzo is also known as Morpheus. He was a liberty-minded guy. He's worked with Ernest Hancock over at Declare Your Independence for a long time, and he got arrested by the federal government in April of last year for selling Bitcoin on localbitcoins.com. Which is something that a lot of people do. It's a website where anybody who's got Bitcoin they want to sell or they want to buy Bitcoin can go there. They can put their advertisements up, and people from around the United States and around the globe, actually it's an international site, can easily acquire or sell their Bitcoin through that site. And that was what he was doing when the federal government and a multi-jurisdictional task force raided his house. They ended up charging him, and the reason they arrested him on that day wasn't actually because of the local Bitcoins. They were conducting an investigation into him at that time, but they arrested him because he had ammunition and was apparently a felon, and they charged him with felon in possession of ammunition, but they ended up dropping that charge. They also dropped the money transmission charges, because they were initially claiming that he was operating a money services business without a license. They dropped those charges, but they kept money laundering charges. Now, did I get anything wrong so far, Theo? Because please feel free to correct me if I've missed anything so far.
Oops, right. Sorry. I mean, except for the bullet part. They found the bullet part once they entered the house, right. Not before. They didn't even know he had bullet back then.
Correct, but that's why they arrested him during that raid. It was they were looking for evidence about the local Bitcoins. They found bullets, and they arrested him.
Refresh my memory, what was the excuse they used to enter in the first place?
They had a warrant for what?
They had a warrant on him being a local Bitcoin person, basically. Right.
They wanted to gather evidence to use against him in a prosecution.
So wait, he had dealt
with an undercover officer of some jurisdiction.
That's correct, federal.
And the person said, I want to do illegal things with this Bitcoin.
Oh, the typical
and
one.
And he said, I don't need to know that.
Okay.
And that's where the mistake went. He said, I don't need to know. Yeah. So when I talked to Thomas after the trial, he gave me a lot of things to tell localbitcoin.com to put on their website for the American people. As in, you need to put a disclaimer. Don't say discreet. If someone come to you and talk about drug, walk away.
Yeah.
And he gave me a whole list of things to kind of send local Bitcoin. So that's something amazing about Morpheus, is that he was still thinking of the rest of the people from his mistakes.
Trying to help people out, trying to alert them. This is what we said last week, was it did not look good. Because this was my question when the charges initially came about, was, because we've been following this, Theo, I don't know how familiar you are with Free Talk Live, but we've been following some of the cases about these local Bitcoin sellers, because we are big Bitcoin fans. I've sold on local Bitcoins in the past, and probably will again. Will Coley from the Call to Freedom is a local Bitcoin seller. There's a number of hosts that have been involved in selling Bitcoin, and it's not a crime, from what we can tell, to sell Bitcoins. So normally what happens with these prosecutions is there's always some other element of, oh, an undercover agent said he was a drug dealer and wanted to buy Bitcoins.
Right. In this
then
case,
you sold to him.
In this case, the undercover federal agent said that they were heroin and cocaine dealers.
Yeah. And this was after they'd sold. So it was after, this according to what you said last week, Theo, they'd already done a couple of successful sales with this with Morpheus, or purchasing from Morpheus. And then they met with him. And these were real-life sales, by the way. This wasn't
right.
Like you're just selling online to somebody. They met him in real life. They built up rapport with him. And then after a few sales, apparently in a car when they were talking, that's when this person, who was an undercover agent, let Morpheus know, hey, I'm a heroin dealer. That's why I'm buying
And that's
Bitcoin.
When you're supposed to stop selling, which is utterly
exactly.
Ridiculous. But when somebody's potentially going to threaten your life, or that's what they're suggesting or potentially implying, and now you're supposed to say, oh, no, I can't sell you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's an interesting point.
And that's something that happened to Peter Steinmetz, who was his co-defendant. Remember, there were two people that were arrested at that time.
Okay.
It was Thomas and Peter Steinmetz.
Did they know each other? I don't know much about
they
Peter.
They knew each other.
Okay.
They knew each other because Peter Steinmetz is a libertarian in Phoenix. He's a well-known libertarian as well. And he And he was the one who did like Roger Ver a long time ago and who bought a lot of Bitcoin when they were like a cent on a dollar.
Yeah.
So he sat on those Bitcoin, and basically Thomas would go to Peter and say, I need 50 Bitcoin for this, so I need this, and he would sell them to Peter. You know, he would give it to Thomas.
Peter was the source. He was the Bitcoin source for Thomas to sell.
He was one of the source,
okay.
According to the trial, the unique source of the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's what the law enforcement was trying to figure out, is where were the source of the Bitcoin. So once Thomas said, okay, I don't care, because Thomas wanted to sell Bitcoin.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't care what you were going to do with them. And the thing is, they gave, what is incredible in this trial is that there is another guy called Nolan, who was a real dark web drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
who got his package seized by the federal government, who got his package. He was going on the dark web, and basically got arrested by the Fed. And he was acquiring his Bitcoin from Thomas.
Okay.
And Thomas never knew what he was doing. Nolan wouldn't go, oh, I sell on the dark web.
Is that how they found out about, is that why they were investigating Thomas in the first place?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. What they found out that to say he had a predisposition of not caring what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole argument for the federal government, those were sting operations. So obviously there was no drug money.
Right.
They were just saying. But to say he had a predisposition of selling to drug people, here is Nolan. And Nolan was acquiring Bitcoin to buy drugs online.
But Thomas didn't know that about Nolan. He knew it only...
Yeah, he didn't know, but suspected and asked Nolan to get him some ayahuasca, you know, the Peruvian...
ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
This is sort of a psychedelic mixture of plants that will possibly make you trip for like a day or something like that, and it's pretty intense from what I understand. I've never actually done it. So Thomas sort of believed, just sort of on his own, that this person might have been connected with drugs and asked him to acquire some for him?
Yes. And that acquirement, they had it in the text message between Nolan and Thomas.
And this was it texting on his phone or text over localbitcoins.com?
No, text on his phone once they dumped Nolan. Basically,
Theo, can you hang through the news and tell us more about what happened with this Morpheus case?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, stand by. Theo Chino is with us from New York. He was there in Arizona to watch the Thomas Costanzo case. We'll continue with Hour 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.